This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good morning. Here's your ESPN Radio.
What are we
3-day forecast
going to talk about for 2 hours?
Let's talk about this first because it's a great forecast.
Yeah, good call.
Right now it is 36 and sunny. Tomorrow, 47 and sunny.
Oh, wow.
Going to get up to 47 by mid-afternoon tomorrow. And then Sunday, 52 and sunny.
Don't you hate when somebody calls your cell phone and you don't know the number?
Sometimes I pick up and just like give it back to them.
And then they don't leave a message.
Somebody said once online, if it's like a scam likely, pick it up and say that you're one of those companies and they won't call you again.
Really?
So like if it says scam likely and you pick it up and say, you know, Marketron.
Or
like
the name
of one of the companies that calls people.
I'll have to try that.
They'll note it and not call you again.
I'm eating a Rowo.
That's professional. That's
solid.
Anyways, solid. Sunday's going to be 52, so enjoy that. Monday, a high of 40. Next chance of snow looks like Thursday.
Okay.
So the next 5 days look really nice. ESPN Radio.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Okay, we need the tire, like the screeching to a halt
like
sound.
Like a record scratch?
Yeah. Not tire.
Tire screeching is a different sound effect.
We've got some issues here in the studio.
We do?
Yeah. Alec, did you notice anything today in the studio?
No, other than the fact that we don't have anything planned for the show.
Well, besides that, which is a major problem.
Hey, now, that's an intangible problem. Okay?
Correct. We have a fourth person in the room, or fourth joining us today. Did you notice that at all? It's this gigantic zit on the end of my nose.
Oh,
I
do
thought
you
were...
see it?
No, I try not to comment. I can
see
it now.
Oh, it's huge.
I try not to
comment. 49 years old.
It's a pretty big zit.
Why do I need a zit on my nose at 49 years old?
You've got good complexion otherwise. I mean,
thank you.
I'm not trying to be weird. You have smooth skin.
I do. And I'll be honest, I was always that guy that never, like in high school, college, never had a problem with pimples or anything. I was always very lucky. So I guess the root of that is you either get it done in a 4-year span when you're young, or you get them periodically when you're 49 years old.
Maybe.
So.
Well, it's an oil-based thing, right?
Yeah, I think.
Did you, like, spill salad dressing on your nose?
Well, I don't eat salad.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have to start doing that soon, I think. That's another issue. My zit, we need to name him. He's joined.
Charlie.
Charlie, okay.
Charlie, all right.
Okay. We could even.
No offense to always texting Charlie.
No, right. 359-2255. We're naming Lon Zit. So if you've got a name for that, please send it in. On a serious note, we have nothing to talk about today.
No Illinois game this weekend, and the last game was Tuesday.
There's one Big Ten game this entire weekend.
Michigan at Purdue, I do believe.
This was weird. I knew we were in trouble when I walked in, and you and Alec are in the conference room, the little used conference room here. Although I say that, you guys use it all the time.
Well, right? I just like to sit there because I'm here all day.
Yeah.
I like to sit there sometimes just for a change of back and scenery.
It's a nice conference room. So I walk in, and you and Alec, in the dark, are in the conference room, and you looked up, and you're like, we are prepping for the show, and we have nothing. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's not good. I'm always texting Charlie. Did not like the fact that you called my zit Charlie.
I apologize, Charlie.
We have kind of, we're going to have Chris Raby on Monday.
Yep, and we're going to try and get a Cubs guy on as well. No Cubs guys are responding to me. I don't know.
They're chilling.
They're enjoying the Phoenix air.
Yeah, they're chilling.
Or whatever it is down there. Marquee starts tomorrow. That's the Cubs network.
Dear, so You just did this. You just went on a trip for the bowl game to California. Yep. So
and I've been to spring training.
Yeah, yeah. So today, Lucas calls me out of the blue, which I'm like, uh-oh. Like, are you all right? And he's like, yeah. Just haven't talked to you in a while. I'm like, oh, really? So we start visiting, and he said, yeah, I'm getting ready to head to California. And I'm like, what? And so he is driving to Oceanside, California, which is right above San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an Airbnb or something. There's a group of them that are just going for the weekend. And I'm like,
that's about as Southern California as you could possibly get.
Yeah, right?
More or less. Which beautiful. Is good if you're in Arizona because it's a shorter trip.
Right. It's 5 hours, he said.
Okay.
On either Route 10 or Route 8.
It's not too bad.
Route 8 takes you through Yuma, and you're literally right on the Mexican border.
Okay.
And then Route 10 kind of takes you north, and then you got to come back down. But I'm like, So I started thinking to myself, I guess that would be like us, like me getting in the car tonight, driving to Nashville. It's 5 hours.
Yeah.
So
or Kansas.
Well, Kansas, yeah.
Something like
that.
You
know a place that I want to go? Kansas City. What's a sports town? How about this for a topic? And Daniel just sent in a good one. What is a sports town that you guys want to visit?
That I haven't ever visited?
Yeah, in other words, that you haven't been to that you'd like to visit.
Specifically,
mine,
you mean for sports?
Yeah. Well, a little bit sports and a little bit you just want to go visit.
I gotcha.
Mine is Kansas City, Missouri. I've never been to Kansas City. Isn't that weird?
I got the Chiefs, obviously.
Yeah, and I love
the stadium, best tailgate, yes. All that stuff. I mean, even the Royals have the waterfall in center field.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting sports town to probably tour.
They've got the Negro League Hall of Fame, which I'd love to see with Satchel Paige, cool Papa Bell. I'd love to just walk through that. I heard it was Mike Claiborne told me it is worth the price of admission to go through that. I would love to do that. I love barbecue, so I could do that. And then Austin Berkland, who has been
He's
to Kansas
there right
City
now.
Quite a bit. Is he right now?
This morning he was leaving, yeah.
So there's a restaurant there called Tay's Burger Shack. And that's another reason I want to.
There you go.
So Kansas City would be the place that I'd like to go. And if I'm going, then I would like to either see a baseball game or at least take part in a tailgate for an NFL game. So you guys got anything? Anybody else?
I feel like New York is a too basic answer, and I've been there. I visited Old Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium when
yep,
I was younger.
Yep.
I think that'd be cool to like be there for an extended period of time, but this one's kind of different. Seattle.
Trevor and I we're both looking at you like you're gonna have that.
Yeah, I'm not.
We didn't like our New York.
Seattle.
Seattle'd be cool.
That would be cool simply for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Mariners Stadium apparently is supposed to be really cool and really nice and kind of different. I think that one would be cool, and then San Francisco. If you include the Giants in there,
yeah.
The Golden State Warriors' new stadium is actually in the San Francisco area.
That would be cool.
I tried
to go to the Warriors game. There was a game the week I was out there, and it was like $400 to get in.
Ah.
And the Warriors are the worst team in basketball, and they're playing the Pistons, and it was like $400 for nosebleed seats. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's funny. All right, KC's a great place. Charlie said he grew up there. Somebody texted in 217 said I was in Phoenix 3 weeks ago. They had frost warnings the last three nights.
Kansas City also has the NCAA basketball.
Yeah,
Hall
I
of
forgot
fame,
about so. That. Well, see, that would be a fun trip. That'd be a fun, like, leave on a Wednesday. I don't know how far it is from Philo, Illinois to Kansas City.
6 hours.
Six, seven, right in there. That would be fun to kind of leave on a Wednesday, maybe at noon. Drive down, get you some barbecue Wednesday night, and then, like, figure it out. Like Thursday, go to the Negro Hall of Fame. Maybe Friday, go to the NCAA Basketball Hall of Fame. Saturday, just kind of live it up in KC and then drive home Sunday. I think that'd be kind of fun.
People tell me when I talk about baseball stadiums that you have to go to Pittsburgh. I don't know why, but they say that the Pirates Stadium is one of the nicer ones. I've never been to Pittsburgh.
I've been to Heinz Field, the football. Okay. I saw a Steelers-Raiders game when Warren Sapp played back in the day.
Nice.
But I have never been to a Pittsburgh Pirate game. Which is PNC ballpark. So I walk by it. You know, you can walk by it right there by the river, by Three Rivers.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Really cool.
It's awesome.
I probably have to put Boston on there just because I've never been.
Ditto.
Fenway, go to the Garden, watch, not the Garden as in MSG, but the Boston one, which is, I think, TD Garden.
Which would be cool. By the way, we're getting a lot of great texts in, and we're going to get to these. Charles says, this is a different Charles. Don't name that zit after me. Name it after Fran McCaffrey. We'll call it Fran.
Franny.
So, Franny. Adam wants us to talk about the Wilder Fury fight.
I got absolutely nothing on
that. I don't either. I mean,
that.
They're both big. One dude's like 6'6", right?
I'm not a big fighting guy. I know it's a huge fight.
It's huge. And, was it a draw the first time they met?
I believe so.
It was.
If I'm in a public place, like, I'll watch it, but I'm not like appointment viewing for a fight.
And it's tomorrow night, right?
It's tomorrow night. I think 9 Eastern, maybe. I'd double check that if you're listening or if you know, text in. I got Wilder. I'm not a huge boxing guy, but I was looking at the numbers.
I'm not even sure who Wilder is.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder.
Is he the white dude or the...
He's 42-0-1, I think.
Oh, wow.
And he's knocked out 41 of his opponents.
Gee, money.
And the one was the last time these two faced?
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that Wilder should have knocked out Fury, but they called it a draw, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I saw the one punch that he hit. Fury's the big... tall white dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He hit him in the stomach, and it was like, it looked like it just would, like, that would have ended me. I would have been done.
Here's a fun question.
Like, for life, I would have been done.
Here's a fun question for you, Lon. Would you rather spend a round in a boxing ring with Mike Tyson or an octagon with Conor McGregor? Yeah, one round each.
Oh, boy. I can tap out, right, in the octagon. In boxing, I would have to take a punch or just fall to the ground. I would not want to face Mike Tyson.
See, that's what I said.
When Tyson was at his, when he was at his best, he was just vicious. He would, I mean, that bell would ring and he'd be on you in 2 seconds. And I know McGregor did that, right?
Yeah.
His last fight or whatever, he basically just jumped on the guy right off the bat. I think Tyson. I think I really honestly would. Robbie Hummel said Illinois is the most likely Big Ten team to win a national championship.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, don't you think they could do damage?
Sure. I don't think I'd say they were the most likely team to win the NCAA championship.
Here's why I think Robbie is somewhat right. I think Illinois can hit you with so many different things. Either big with Kofi underneath. Why do I hear music in my... Do you hear music in your headphone? I hear music.
Yeah, I do.
That is weird.
I'll see if I can fix that. Give me a minute.
Oh, is that going on in your room?
It might be the other radio station.
The other studio over, so I'm going to go turn that
on. Okay, if you don't mind.
Our sister station, US 105.9, is right next door to ours.
So. Getting a little preview of what's going on in 105.9 right now.
Sure.
What was I talking about?
I see what you're saying.
You have Io, right? You've got an elite talent. You've got the ability to hit you underneath. Now, the shooting scares me.
That's what I was going to say.
And then the third part is defensively. Illinois can, they can clamp down on you. You remember when South Carolina with Frank Martin, I know I hate that comparison since Underwood and Martin coached together, you know, this and that. But it's one of those where defensively, if you can play defense like Illinois does, you're always going to be in a
defense travels.
Yep.
More so than, you know, say you're Iowa, who hasn't been good on the road, and you're basically predicated on scoring 85 points a game.
That's true.
I'd feel more nervous about their tournament prospects than Illinois. I just think Maryland's better.
Yeah.
Even though they really haven't had a deep run under Turgeon to prove it, I think they're at least as likely to win the national title right now than Illinois.
I
understand what you're saying.
I do, too. I mean, I know just the thought of winning a national title seems a little extreme. But
just in talking about a dark horse team.
Yeah.
Well, I said Texas Tech last year, right?
Right.
No, they weren't a dark horse because they were one of the top seeds.
They were good.
But just in terms of they have length, they have shooters, they defend. If they're clicking on all cylinders, I think Austin said this morning those UConn teams.
Yeah.
That one where I think we're like 7 or 6 seeds.
Isn't that crazy?
But they had Boatwright, Kemba Walker, Shabazz Napier, and they were defensive oriented teams as well. And obviously they won 2 titles.
And Hummel talked about how, you know, Illinois can play, they can play small with Alan Griffin, or they can go bigger with Georgie, obviously, and Kofi. Although I think that, I don't know if just the foul trouble the other night.
It's hard to tell whether or not that they were staggered because of foul trouble or because Brad did not want Georgie and Kofi on the court at the same time.
Right. That's what I'm thinking on that. So, by the way, you guys said there was one game this weekend, but Jason sent a thing in that there's 4 games on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's Penn State, Indiana.
Maybe I was looking at tonight and Saturday.
Rutgers, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Northwestern, Maryland, Ohio State.
Well, thanks, good. Jason. Something to talk about. Thanks, Jason. Still, one game on Saturday, though. Saturday has had, like, 10 games every week.
That is kind of weird.
To have one?
Yeah, that is
kind of
strange.
That is kind of
weird.
There's been a Friday night game lately, too, and there isn't one tonight.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, though, Jason.
Yeah. Minneapolis, great extended weekend trip, 8-hour drive. All right, that's not bad. Mike from Sedoris, I'm a Cardinal fan, but Pittsburgh and Milwaukee are two that I want to experience. Milwaukee is one. I went last night over to Decatur and was talking to a buddy that they're getting a trip plan for the Yankees. He's a big Yankees fan. They're getting a trip plan. Yankees are in Milwaukee this year. I don't know. Are they in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay. So, and Chicago maybe. Or no, probably not. Probably they're at Milwaukee and St. Louis. And the Cubs may have to go to New York.
I don't know. I can look. Let me pull up the Cubs.
Is the United Central playing the AL East?
Must be. They must be. So that would be kind of fun to have. To go to a game in Milwaukee. I've never been to Milwaukee, so that's a really good one. I agree with that.
The Cubs played the Yankees at Wrigley a few years ago. If you remember, they had like that 16-inning game, so I'm going to assume that it will be in New York.
Okay, that would be awesome. is this Heartland? Cincinnati, because it's the home of the 2020 World Series champions. I love it, man.
Okay,
I love it.
All right.
That's awesome. Jim thinks I should do a remote from KC. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
I'll pack a mic for you when you leave.
You can
do some live reports from KC.
Wade said, but Illinois has had Maryland beaten twice.
Oh, they absolutely have.
What was that in reference to?
Well, I said that I thought Maryland had a better chance to win the national title than Illinois.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, and we also got you can tailgate at Kansas City Royals games as well, so that'd be kind of fun.
Good to know.
That is kind of good to know. All right, so you've got something about the Big Ten, right? And did you find out on the Yankees?
Yeah, the Yankees host the Cubs on June 26th, 27th, and 28th in New York.
Would you rather go to New... If you've never been to either...
I've been to the new Yankee Stadium, but not the old one.
If you've never been to either, would you rather go to Yankee Stadium or Fenway?
I've been to old Yankee Stadium and Fenway. Fenway's really cool.
Is it? I've never been. That'd be
really
a fun trip.
Cool. However, with that being said, the history that was in old Yankee Stadium, you walk in there and you just kind of feel it, and like going and seeing Monument Park and seeing
cool.
like in the white facade that they have up at the top, like Yankee Stadium is just something. It's something
that'd
special.
Be cool. The time I was out in Manhattan, the U.S. Open was going tennis, but the Yankees were out of town. And so I'm like, you know, could we not have planned a better trip?
Did you take a tour?
No, we didn't. I don't know why we didn't. But no, we went to Shea Stadium, and the Cubs beat the Mets 10-1 in a constant rain.
Okay.
No doubt, constant rain. And then we took the subway. Because where the Mets played at...
They were in Flushing, right?
Flushing. Yeah, because we went by the U.S. Open. We went by where they played.
It's not like in downtown New York and by any means.
No, it was a haul. And we get on the subway, and let's just say it was a little scary. And we get to the first stop, and a cop walks on, and I was like, "Ooh, thank goodness."
I've had scary subway. The one time I was in New York, there was a guy sitting in our subway car laughing.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not, you know, making fun if he had an issue.
No.
But he was just cackling.
Right.
Staring at people.
Oh, boy.
And so people are, like, backing away from him, and they stopped the car and had a cop get him off.
Did they really?
Because he had a backpack on, and he was laughing approaching people. So, yeah, I mean, that definitely happens when you're in New York.
Yeah. Here's another good one. Bucket list sports destination would be to watch LSU and Bama play under the lights in Death Valley.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I'm not a fan of either team, but I have a feeling it would be the most epic day of tailgating ever, and the atmosphere would be incredible. Andrew and I were trying to figure out what road trip we're going to take this year.
Ole Miss SIU last year, right?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
2 years ago was at Oxford, so we did the old, what do you call that? What do they call that in Ole Miss? The Grove, yeah. So we did the Grove. Now, I would recommend if you're going to do the Grove, don't do it with a 12-year-old. Because, you know,
experience would be hampered a little bit.
Yeah, although Andrew and I had a blast. And then last year we went to Purdue. So we went from Mississippi to Purdue, so that we didn't exactly hit it right. So this year we were thinking about where we should go on a road trip. We've kind of made it kind of our thing, and I said Bloomington, Indiana.
You should go to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't even know, can you get tickets? Maybe you can now.
I'm sure someone has them on SubHub.
You know what? Lincoln would be a good trip.
Apparently that's an insane
You can
experience.
Take the Amtrak, I think, to Lincoln.
Probably.
You right can here? Take a train. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can take a train all the way to Lincoln, Nebraska. Be kind of fun. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, Indiana's a lot easier, right?
But not as cool.
Yeah, you're right.
For football, at least.
Indiana, okay, so the Nebraska game would be big because Illinois should be 4-0.
Yeah.
Because they play Rutgers, or they play nobody for three games, and they play Rutgers. Then it would be at Nebraska, so you'd have a chance to be 5-0, possibly ranked? Probably not.
I mean, you haven't beaten anybody.
That's true, but I wonder how they'll look at Illinois going into next year, since they went to a bowl game at least. I know they were 6-7, but they return a lot of guys on offense.
I doubt they'll be receiving votes before the season even starts, but maybe if they're 4-0 that point, they would be.
Okay, so you either do that with Nebraska, or the Indiana game is like game 8, isn't it? And you could possibly pick that game to win like game 7.
I think the end of the season is Indiana, then Ohio State at home, and then Northwestern.
Oh, okay. All right. So you might need to beat Indiana on that game. That's what you're saying.
Maybe.
But Indiana's going to be really good again.
You might be going for bowl eligibility at Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana's going to be really good. Well, we just need to beat Nebraska.
Well, yeah, you'd be 5-0, and then you have 2 home games, Purdue, Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? That's 7-0.
That's the only way you can take a Minnesota-like jump next year like they had this
year. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I would take that.
Was it 2013 that Illinois started 6-0 and then lost 6 straight? 2011?
I'm bad with dates. It was last year, so 2011. Yeah, 2011.
Kraft-Wright Hunger Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, somebody said don't hate on ISU football. Did I...
No, you just said they're going to be 3-0 because
they play three teams that Illinois should beat. Right.
Although ISU is good, actually.
Oh, no, come on.
I mean, that will probably be the best game of the first three. UConn, Bowling Green, and ISU at home.
I remember SIU 1 year had a really good football team, and they came here, and I was jacked. I'm like, this is going to be a game. And Illinois won by, it was 49-13.
There was one against...
I was there.
SIU when it was a game.
28-25. Oh, no,
I thought it was 41-34 or something like that.
It was, yeah. And then, of course, I was at the Howard Griffith game.
When I
was in college, when he scored, 8 touchdowns? Bill said he saw the open at St. Andrews in 2010. That'd be cool. Bill, I want to go to a Ryder Cup across the pond.
Oh, yeah, that's your thing.
Across the pond. I've been one here.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I want to go to, I'd love to go to Scotland or Ireland whenever they have the next Ryder Cup, which I don't, it's only every 4 years would it be overseas. Mm-hmm. And I think we looked, and I don't even know if they've got it. I don't think it's there for a while. And I'm not like a young spring chicken either. So it's not like I got 40 years ahead of me here to figure out where to go.
I hope you do.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that'd give me the 90.
Yeah.
Not sure I want to be there.
Well, think about the way medicine will be by the time you're 90, and I would hope you'd still be around.
I wonder if I'll still have a zit. At 90 years old. I wonder if that's even possible. Franny.
Still Franny.
Franny will pop back up. All right, so good stuff. Keep sending in topic ideas. I feel bad for Adam that we didn't talk much about the boxing. I just don't know anything about it.
Well, Alec gave his take.
He did. Yeah.
More than nothing.
I tried.
Sorry,
Adam. I'm not a huge boxing
guy. That was good, man. I didn't know anybody was really a boxing guy anymore.
I feel like it's a big deal when it's a big fight. Otherwise, it's not one of those things that, an average person's going to turn on because you have to pay for it.
No, amen. And what's funny is, you wouldn't know this. Your dad would know this, but a big fight now is nothing compared to what a big fight was back in my day. When Tyson and Holyfield and...
Yeah.
I mean, it was so much... Boxing was so much better.
I've watched 2 fights in my life. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And those are just Are those the 2 biggest fights in my life?
Probably. That's probably true. Yeah? I mean, because Bach, I don't know. I mean, how old are you?
20.
So I don't even know when Mike Tyson retired. I have no idea.
Even at that point, he would have been old and not as good.
Yeah,
but I guess
exactly
you carry the
right.
name, I guess. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, this is a good one, too. And this is another thing I'd like to do, especially if Illinois ever made it. And I thought they were going to make it a few years back.
I know.
But 217 said, I go to Omaha every summer, almost every summer, and go to the College World Series. Super fun trip. Tickets are about $10 for general admission. A lot of stuff to do around the stadium. Is it Rosenblatt Stadium? I think they got a new stadium.
Yeah, and they've got a game there that the same weekend. It's an MLB game, right?
Alec, are you playing your phone? Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
But when I shut your thing off, I don't hear anything in there. Huh. I don't know.
I don't hear it now.
That is weird.
Is that you?
No.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm hearing things. I'm hearing things, man. It's weird.
Nothing's coming out of my laptop. Okay. Yet, unless maybe it is.
But now, no. Maybe? I don't know.
Not
Doesn't
me.
Matter. Nobody else is hearing it. They're like, Lon's really.
Lon's got a zit. He's Lon's hearing things.
He's having problems.
Whatever. Normal Friday.
Yeah. So send in your stuff. We're going to do who you got today.
Yep. I believe Hans is coming in.
Okay.
For some random factoids for who you got.
Jeremy, the Jeremy Warner Show this morning, they kind of did the all NL Central team. And I'd like to go over that if we
can. I'll pull it up.
Okay. Because I don't disagree with what Austin, and I saw somebody said, well, that's kind of Cubs heavy, but I don't disagree with a lot of it. But we can kind of go over that. By the way, Paul Goldschmidt, he's having arm problems today.
Oh, is he?
Oh, it's just a typical St. Louis Cardinal coming out of spring. We've already got a pitcher that's already down for the year, and then now Goldschmidt's hurt. It's amazing to me that the Cardinals ever win. With all the injuries they always have out of spring training.
That is unfortunate.
It's crazy.
You can find us on Twitter. Just search at the Drive 93.5. Podcast on all platforms. Find us on tayandpiper.podbean.com, espncu.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can watch us on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
It is The Drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewwash in Savoy.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales@biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on three private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
Welcome back to CUTV. We are the power couple of Falzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chop. Luther Falls does amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovations so easy.
If you are in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, lutherfalls.com. Financing now available.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Ladies of Champaign, it's time to take a stand. A stand against heart disease. Because when we come together, real change is possible. Life-saving change. Let's celebrate that change at Champaign's Go Red for Women event on Thursday, February 27th. This event honors the one in three women who are affected by heart disease. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, and more. All while raising funds for the American Heart Association and the life-saving research it funds. Visit heart.org/champagnegored for more information.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about Mr. Bone. So, at the front desk, you're not going to let this breathe?
Go ahead.
How often do you get to hear Gray White?
Not very often.
And how often do you get to hear Take a Walk?
Take a Walk.
Here it comes. Oh. Mm. Give it to me.
Take a walk.
Yeah, yeah!
That girl is just a me.
All right, I better not sing the rest of that song.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, at the front desk, we have like a Spotify that just runs perpetually.
Oh, yeah.
Just for people who come in to claim prizes or whatever. And within 5 minutes, I heard Smooth and 3 a.m. And I figured Harry Black must have been channeling me somehow. Because
Smooth. That's funny. Now, who sings that?
Well, Santana, right?
Santana, yeah. That's what it is. That's right. All right. Hey, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Trevor Valise, Derek Piper out today. Be back Monday. I'm going to be out Monday, maybe back Tuesday.
Right. I did the math. 21 of the last 22 days I've co-hosted.
Really?
Because you were gone all of last week for the basketball.
Oh, that's right.
Derek's gone all of this week. Then you're gone Monday, maybe Tuesday, so...
Wow.
There you
and
have.
Then I had been in Grand Cayman.
Correct.
And you had to do that.
Things will settle down soon enough.
We think. Well,
once
no.
Once baseball season hits.
No, because March, what's Derek's going to be gone
well,
all the time.
Derek will be gone, yeah.
Because he'll be.
I meant your schedule from vacation
well,
to
right,
basketball.
Right. Hopefully, Derek is gone a lot. Does that make sense? And that's not a rip on Derek.
Oh, for Illinois.
That means Illinois is playing, of course, the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
Is that in Chicago?
It's in Indy.
Oh, in Indy. Okay, I told somebody wrong the other day. Sorry.
I did think that if they got like the one seed, we should do a live remote from there.
I think that'd be cool.
They're not going to.
There's always an Illinois bar in Indy.
Yeah, and it's not far for us. I mean, just hop in a van and go over there.
That'd
it's
be
like
awesome.
An hour 50.
I'm in. If we want to do that, if we can get that figured out. But yeah, so hopefully, of course, we want Illinois to be able to just get a double bye. So really, he'd only miss one day, right? Because if they get the
that's
double
Saturday,
bye, he'd
Sunday.
Play on Friday,
right? And then if they kept winning, it'd be the weekend. We don't have shows then. And then
right.
The next week when they're in the tournament,
would
knock
be the NCAA.
On wood, he'd be gone probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'd assume for whatever regional they're at, and then maybe knock on wood again if they advance, he'd be doing the same
Ooh.
Thing the next week.
You know, St. Louis has a regional this year.
They do.
St. Louis
has a few Midwestern ones. Lenardi had them projected in Omaha.
Oh, that's right.
Cats has
as
them in
eight,
St. Louis.
Right? Lenardi had them as an 8 against Florida,
Cats
opposite
has them
Baylor.
The highest 6 seed in an advantageous regional because Andy Cats loves Illinois.
He does.
I'm trying to think.
I don't care
I think
what.
There's one in Indy, too, is my point. So there's a few around here.
I don't think there's Indy. I don't think there's Indy. Okay, I think it's just Omaha and Omaha. I don't know. Alec, can you look up bracketology? Well, you know what? I got it right here. Actually, I can look it up. I don't usually do my use my computer very often.
You Can Call Me Sal says, can we do a segment where Lon just whistles along with hair metal? I'd listen to that.
So it's Omaha, Spokane, Washington, St. Louis, Cleveland.
That was the other one that's I was thinking of. That's Midwestern.
Sacramento, Albany, New York, Tampa, I'd take that, and Greensboro. So okay. I don't care what seed Illinois gets. I mean, I do. Just send them to St. Louis.
Sure. Well, and you know Spokane's going to be the Gonzaga quad if they get a one seed, because obviously that's close to their home. Baylor will probably get whatever Midwest or Southern.
He's got him in Omaha. He's got Baylor and Omaha.
Yep. So Nebraska, you know, fairly close to Texas.
Yeah.
So you try and assume which, because I personally don't love the 8-9, because then face the 1, and I know that sometimes those 8-1 games are close, but I'd much rather be a 7 facing a 2
same
than
here.
An 8 facing a 1.
Yeah, same here.
Because I think there's some 2 seeds that can be gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a San Diego State, who have they played?
Right.
It sounds crazy to say, but Duke. I mean, I might get laughed at, but I actually think Illinois matches up fairly well with Duke.
Isn't that funny?
And they've lost some puzzling games. There's a few 2 and 3 seeds that have been strange enough and untrustworthy enough that I wouldn't mind those matchups.
Here's your 2 seeds. Dayton, Duke.
I don't want to play Dayton.
No. Dayton, Duke, Maryland, Seton Hall. I mean, you got one guy.
Right. So I'm just saying.
I mean, they're better than just one guy.
My theory is just avoid teams that have a dude. That's my personal preference,
Fair.
Because Dayton has Obi Toppin, mm-hmm. and once it gets to be tournament time, those guys usually just take over. That's why I liked the Marquette Murray State matchup so much last year, because you had John Morant and Marcus Howard going at each other. I want to avoid those teams that have a dude.
Okay,
and you might argue that Illinois has one in Io,
right?
Come clutch time and tourney time, because I'd rather just face a solid team like Baylor.
See, that's funny, because I would almost rather face a team that has a dude.
Really? I just
than
feel
a
like,
team that's like deep.
I get that. I just feel like
it can hurt you.
Dudes take over come tournament time, mm-hmm. whereas Baylor, who hasn't even been there that much recently, I'm not sure I'd put as much stock in their run.
Listen, Baylor might run Illinois off the court, but I would rather take a chance with them, because like you said, they really haven't been there.
Sure.
Your 3 seeds are Creighton, Kentucky, Louisville, and Florida State.
I would love to play Louisville.
That'd
be all
right.
They lost some head-scratching games to Georgia Tech. They just lost by at Clemson by 20.
Well,
they have enough confusing losses.
Yeah, everything comes up Ohio State, right? And I know this can change 500 times between now and then, but Lenardi's got Ohio State against Northern Iowa. I tell you what, Northern Iowa will give them everything they want. And they've won 20 games already.
They ruined your parlay, though.
I know they did.
They lost to Indiana State.
2 teams lost. And then Louisville against New Mexico State. So you could have like Ohio State, Louisville. I'd take Northern Iowa probably out of that.
Okay.
Playing Louisville.
I'm just saying.
But that's in St. Louis.
Because of the parity this year, I think there's enough 1, 2, and 3 seeds that aren't.
I agree.
Forget it. If you toss the ball up, they're going to beat you 100 out of 100 times. And I would prefer to play a team like Baylor, who has no guys in the top 20, but just does everything right, than Dayton, who has that Obi Toppin guy that's a Naismith Player of the Year Award candidate.
If Illinois wins 4 of their next 5, and let's say they win a game in the Big Ten tournament, can they get as high as a 6th seed? I think they could. Right?
I think if you finish the year going, what would that be, 7-1 in your last 8 with a few quad 1 wins in there, even if they just got one tournament
win. Because you'd get another quad 1 win at least in the regular season, and then maybe another one.
If you got the double bye, pretty much anybody you'd play would be a quad 1 win, unless
there's upsets.
You know, like Nebraska upset people or something. I think that would squarely put you as a high 7, maybe a low 6.
So here's the 6-11, and I know that's always that seed that a lot of times the 11.
12-5 and the 6-11 are the ones that get upset a lot.
Again, this is something that will change. I understand that. But right now, according to Lenardi, you'd have Ohio State as a 6 playing Northern Iowa and St. Louis. I'd take that. I mean, Northern Iowa's good, but I'll take that. Number one, you're playing in St. Louis.
Yeah, sure.
And you're playing Northern Iowa and then with a chance to play Louisville.
That would be perfect.
With Seton Hall then as the
perfect,
2.
Perfect.
I mean,
Seton
can you
Hall
imagine?
Had some puzzling losses as well.
Yeah. I mean, I would take that. And then, Alec, can you find out where the next rounds are?
I have it in front of me.
Okay, so wait before you do that. So another 6 is Marquette playing East Tennessee State with Florida State, the 3 there.
Florida State might win the ACC.
And then Maryland, the 2. See, I'm telling you, the 6 seed is a fun seed. I know the 11 does well against 6s, but here's another one. In St. Louis, Iowa, a 6 seed against USC. I'll take that all day.
Be a first for, well, because the other factor with doing the 6-11 is I believe at least two of the first four teams become 11
become
seeds.
Become 11s, okay.
So you're playing a team that's already played a game.
Yeah.
Even though those teams historically have had pretty good tournament success.
And then, so Iowa-USC, if you win that, you'd get Creighton. And then if you win that, you'd get Dayton. I know you don't like that. And then the final 6-11 would be Butler against Cincinnati. Man, that's in Cleveland. Can you imagine Butler against Cincinnati and Cleveland? There'd be some hostility there. You'd get Kentucky as the 3, and you'd have Duke as the 2.
I don't have a problem with that, honestly.
I don't either.
Kentucky's lost to Utah. They've had some puzzling losses. They lost to Evansville, obviously. You remember that.
Yeah.
And again, Duke just got blown out by NC State. They've had some bad losses.
Isn't it funny that he's got in the Midwest? Oh, well, here it is. I'm sorry, Alec. Midwest would be in Indianapolis. South is in Houston, East is in New York, and the West is in L.A. So in the Midwest right now, Lenardi's got Kansas 1, Duke 2, Kentucky 3. Loading up.
Yeah.
Loading up the Blue Bloods.
There's a few teams that I think I'd like to play or I'd prefer to see. I would not prefer to see Kansas, Gonzaga, just because they always do
it.
Dayton. I think West Virginia is tricky if they get a top 4 seed simply because of the way they play ball.
True.
How would you feel about facing Maryland a third time?
Because
it might happen. The other part about having like 10 Big Ten teams ranked somewhere between the seeds 6 and 11 is that the odds are you're going to get a lot of Big Ten versus Big Ten matchups if they both advance.
There's no doubt. John Gross on the line. John, West Virginia, any thoughts?
Next question.
Oh, hold on though, Coach. You guys prepared, right, for that press?
Next question.
I mean, on Thanksgiving, the press at West Virginia.
Next question.
Okay.
All right.
West Virginia has the number 1 rated defense in KenPom. They have the number 3 rated offense in KenPom. They have the number 2 effective field goal percentage in KenPom. The number 1 offensive rebound percentage in KenPom. Illinois right behind them with the number 2 offensive rebound percentage in KenPom.
So West Virginia looks like a team that wouldn't be that fun to play. All right. I think if you could secure that 6...
Well, sure,
I don't know what the highest Illinois could get. 4? 5 or 4? I mean,
if they won out and then run the table in the Big Ten tournament to win the Big Ten title.
You could get as high as maybe 3 there.
Yeah, I think there's a case for that.
Because if you went out, like we talked about, you may finish 2nd in the Big Ten. I mean, if you finish 2nd in the Big Ten and it's a conference that gets 10 in, then you should be rewarded for finishing 2nd. Instead of me looking at this thing, let me tell you the Big Ten teams that are seeded better than Illinois right now.
Well, I think Lenardi's is whack anyways, but go ahead.
You got Michigan State as a 5. I can't argue that. Iowa is a 6. Okay. They beat you, and they're ahead of you. Then you've got Michigan as a 7, a team you've beaten twice.
Not sure I understand that.
You've got...
Wisconsin's ahead of them.
Yeah, Wisconsin is ahead of them.
I understand that either.
Maryland is a 2. I don't argue that. Ohio State is a 6, and all year they've been like, are they going to make the tournament? But yet all year they've been solidly in the field, which is weird to me. But again, I don't understand all this net stuff anymore.
We're biased, but I disagree that Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan at the tournament started today should all be higher seeds.
Totally agree.
Illinois.
And it's all because of the net. Probably.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know how much Lenardi factors in the net because he's just a guy, certainly the tournament committee will.
Well, Wisconsin, a team you beat, would be ahead of you as a 7 seed, like you said. Ohio State, you haven't played them yet, they'd be a 6. And Penn State, who you just beat on the road, is a 4. It just feels like Illinois, and I know it's all because of Miami and Missouri.
Well, I think overall just a weak non-conference schedule.
And it's a very weak, which is so ironic because when Brad Underwood got here, when Brad Underwood got here, he said, I'll play anybody. Let's go. The tougher, the better. And I even asked him on the air. He was standing right where you're sitting. And I'm like, Coach, why would you do that to yourself? I mean, with the team you had then, why would you do that to yourself? Well, now this year, with a good team, they play nobody. In the non-conference.
I think it'll even out starting next year. I think they have the Emerald Classic, which is Iowa State, Florida, somebody else in Illinois.
Okay.
But I'm with you. I think you could argue that as much as last year sucked early on because of Gonzaga and Notre Dame on the road, games like that, this year was sort of the opposite where you like beating Longwood 120-0.
Yeah.
But then when you come back and lose to Miami at home, you kind of go, well, was that really helpful to anybody?
Right. All right. Somebody said to look at Andy Katz's bracket because this is, I think, a lot more helpful to Illinois, I believe.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
It's helpful in that it's slanted towards Illinois.
That's what I mean, right?
So he has them as a 6 seed.
Which
right
I
now.
Like. I like those 6 seeds.
In St. Louis.
Oh!
Playing Mississippi State.
Okay.
In the 6-11. Then they'd play Creighton.
In the Egg Bowl.
Then they'd play Creighton if they won.
I would take that bracket.
Sure.
And Creighton's good.
They are good.
But I would take that bracket.
I think they have the most road wins of any Big East team, and that's a stacked conference right there.
It is. I would love Illinois as a 6 squaring off against Creighton, a 3 in St. Louis.
And then eventually, if you play it out, it would be Ohio State and Duke in the other quad below you. So say Duke won and you won in the Sweet 16 to be Illinois Duke.
So where would that be?
In Houston.
In Houston. I'll take it. I'll take squaring off with Duke. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I'd take it like over anything else I'd take.
No,
it.
I see what you're saying.
But if my options are playing a 2 seed West Virginia, say Kansas falls off a bit, a 2 seed Kansas or a 2 seed Duke, yeah, I'm taking Duke.
Yeah, true. Michigan has 3 wins better than Illinois' best win. They probably do.
What are they?
Who did they beat early on?
Oh, I would say that in your mind, you think that's the case, but they beat North Carolina, who's been trash.
Well, true.
They beat Gonzaga.
That's a great one.
That is a really good one.
But then they come back and lose to Louisville, who hasn't been very good. They lost to Oregon.
Although Louisville's a 3.
Well, I'm saying, like, in terms of Louisville was number 1 that night when they played them.
Okay.
And now they're, like, number 20.
I see.
Oregon they lost to. I would honestly challenge that Michigan has 3 wins better than Illinois' 3 wins.
Because Illinois beat Michigan when Michigan was ranked, like, 5th in the country.
I would argue Michigan's top 3 wins are Creighton at home.
That's a good win.
But it was at home.
Okay.
Gonzaga on a neutral floor and Michigan State at home.
Oh, well, those are 3 pretty good wins.
Okay, but then I come back with you at Penn State, at Wisconsin, at Michigan.
Yeah.
For Illinois.
I think Michigan has better.
But part of it is hard because the transitive property of saying one of Illinois' 3 wins is against Michigan, who you're arguing is the more impressive team because they have 3 good wins.
Well, 2 of them are against Michigan.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Illinois beat Michigan twice. Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
just a second. I can pull up their team sheets, which is what these people use.
These people.
The committee, sorry.
Oh. I thought you meant our texters.
No.
It's what these people are using.
Just a second. I'm pulling it up real quick.
So Creighton is ranked 15th in KenPom, and Penn State is ranked 9th. Those 2 wins, technically, statistically speaking, are better than Michigan's 2 wins, which are Gonzaga, who's 2nd, and Creighton, who's 20th.
So say that again.
What I'm saying is Illinois' best 2 wins this season in terms of a KenPom rating were at Penn State, who's number 9, and then at Michigan, who's number 13.
Okay.
Michigan's best 2 wins were number 2 Gonzaga, which is huge,
yeah.
But then home against Creighton, who's 20th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying if you add up the KenPom ratings,
22 and
Illinois' average KenPom rating that they've beaten in their really good wins is like 12, and Michigan's is like 18.
Okay. Okay,
I think it's an interesting argument for sure. I'm not 100% pushing back.
Wait, 18 though, you got a 20 and a 2.
Yeah,
so that'd be 22 total.
So that's like what?
So that's an 11.
11,
and then Illinois would be
got 6.
Well, no, 9 and 9 a 13
and a 13. So that's like 11.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Michigan's worst loss is Illinois, says the texter, and he might be right.
Yeah.
But then what I'm saying is that it's the weird transitive thing where if you're saying that Illinois' most impressive win is Michigan, but you're arguing that Michigan is more impressive than Illinois, isn't that impressive.
That is funny.
Okay.
All right.
I got this. So Michigan's net ranking, and the only reason I'm using the net is partially because, Trevor, you used KenPom and because the committee uses the net ranking.
Yeah. Sure.
So Michigan's net ranking right now is 24. Illinois, on the other hand, they are 33, so not a huge difference.
No.
Michigan's best net wins come against Gonzaga. They're 3rd in the net. Creighton, they are 11 in the net.
Okay.
Michigan State is 13, and then Rutgers is 35. Rutgers is right there on the borderline. Michigan is also 6-8 in quad one, and they have a strength of schedule of 60.
I think Illinois is 5-7.
Illinois
is
6-7.
Or 6-7. Okay.
Illinois is 5-7 in quad one.
Somebody must have dropped out.
With their wins, that's true. They can. They
yeah,
move.
You can. Yeah.
Which I hate. But
yeah.
Michigan
I hate it all.
Illinois beat Michigan when they were number 24 in the net. They beat Penn State. Penn State was 25. And then they also beat Purdue when they were 32,
okay.
And Wisconsin on the road
when they were 29 in the net.
There's a lot of numbers there.
Gonzaga is definitely 29. The best win, for sure,
yes.
of either team.
No
I'm
doubt.
Not arguing that. I just
no
simply
doubt.
Mean if Michigan's 6-8 against Quad 1 and Illinois 5-7 against Quad 1, Michigan's in the mid-20s, Illinois in the high 30s, if they're basically close,
yeah.
The next thing I'm looking at is, well, who beat the other one? And Illinois swept them. So,
and you wonder, does the head-to-head play that much of a factor?
I mean, it wouldn't unless they're like back-to-back seeds and you're trying to decide who's
yeah.
higher, right?
So, like, if they were both eight
seeds,
I'm not
talking about who the committee will put higher. I'm personally referencing KenPom because I like it. I'm just saying, okay. Me personally, I think Illinois has been as impressive this year as Michigan.
It is a fun it's a fun quandary because it's like, all right, you've beaten Michigan twice in head-to-head. But yet they've got the better wins.
But what I'm saying is if you factor in that Michigan is more impressive, isn't it then even more impressive that Illinois has beaten Michigan twice?
Twice!
What is really interesting about this, too, is that Michigan has probably a better opportunity to enhance their resume going forward.
They do for sure.
They have four teams coming up that are all quad one wins, and road game at Maryland, a road game at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
They play Wisconsin in Ann Arbor, and then they travel to West Lafayette against Purdue.
They might lose three of those.
They could very well lose three of them. Illinois, on the other hand, they only have two quad one wins.
Their schedule
quad
is,
one
yeah,
opportunities
yeah.
left with Ohio State and Iowa.
Yeah.
What's also interesting, looking at their team sheet, Michigan's, they beat teams by more than 10 points, which enhances your
right.
win. You get a half-point multiplier in terms of how they calculate that.
Dumb.
Yeah, that does seem weird.
Which is really, it's hard for me to understand that. But they beat Gonzaga 82-64. They beat
helps.
They beat Creighton 79-69. So they're getting multipliers
yeah,
for that.
That's the double digit part of it, yeah.
Whereas if you look at Illinois, their wins, a 2-point win against Michigan, a 6-point win against Penn State.
Yeah, you're right.
A 1-point win against Wisconsin. You did get Purdue on the road by more than 10, but you're looking at that and Michigan's probably getting a little bit of a boost from that.
Yeah,
as well.
For margin of victory.
I haven't heard more numbers since I was in algebra.
And I will say that Michigan, unlike Illinois, has no bad losses. None.
No, you're right.
Their losses this year are at number 10 Louisville.
Well, yeah.
At number 29 Illinois. This is KenPom. Versus number 25 Oregon. At number 9 Michigan State. They have no bad losses.
Okay.
Whereas Illinois has those two.
Thanks a lot, Miami.
Missouri yeah. isn't as bad of a loss as you might think, though. They're still quad two.
That's important.
Two, and Miami's three,
two.
Right?
Miami's a quad three loss. Missouri is quad two.
Okay.
If you look at Michigan, they only have one quad two loss, and it happens to be against Illinois.
Illinois, baby. So Illinois is a quad two team?
It was a quad two because Illinois was on the road in Ann Arbor, and they were 33, and they're 33 in the net.
Okay, so weird.
If they get to top 30, it moves to a quad one loss.
Okay, got it. All right, listen, the Bears are releasing people left and right. Foil. So when we come back, a little drive time, we'll talk about the Bears. We think Hans D will be in here. Again, it's another Friday where we don't know for a little who you got. Keep your texts coming in, 359-2255. I guess we've assumed that my zit's name is Franny.
Fran.
Okay, so.
Fran.
If you joined us late, I have a zit that is the size of the studio on my nose, and I'm 49. How does that happen?
You wash your face?
I do wash my face. I mean, I shower all the time.
You could name it John Gross after the Akron zit.
Johnny Gross. I ran out of music. I didn't do that very well. All right, we're back next hour. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.